There are no impediments to meditation. The very thought of such obstacles is the greatest impediment. See who is the doubter. Who is the thinker? It is the ego. Hold it. The other thoughts will die away. The ego will be left pure. The inquiry, who am I, turns the mind inward and makes it calm. If you hold this feeling of I long enough and strongly enough, the false I will vanish, leaving only the unbroken awareness of the real, immanent I, consciousness itself. Let come what comes. Let go what goes. See what remains. See the source from where the ego arises and abide in it. That is pure consciousness. Remain still. with the conviction that the self shines as everything, yet nothing. Within, without, and everywhere. If the mind falls asleep, awaken it. Then, if it starts wandering, make it quiet. If you reach the state where there is neither sleep nor movement of mind, stay still in that. The natural or real state. Meditation is sticking to one thought. That single thought keeps away other thoughts. Distraction of mind is a sign of its weakness. By constant meditation, it gains strength. The mind of one meditating on a single object becomes one-pointed. And one-pointedness of mind leads to abidance in the self. When the mind is left without anything to cling to, it becomes still. Turn the mind inward and cease thinking of yourself as the body. Thereby you will come to know that the self is ever happy. Neither grief nor misery is experienced in this state. No one succeeds without effort. Those who succeed owe their success to perseverance. Aim high. Aim at the highest. And all lower aims are thereby achieved. Real attainment is to be fully conscious, to be aware of surroundings and the people around, to move among them all, but not to merge consciousness in the environment. One should remain in inner, independent awareness. It is looking below on the stormy sea of differences that make you sink. Look up beyond these and see the one glorious real. And you are free.